Tomorrow is the 45th anniversary of man leaving Earth to land on the moon.
It's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin took the first steps onto the surface of a world that used to be just a light in our sky.
Beautiful view.
Isn't that something? Magnificent sight out here.
Magnificent desolation.
Magnificent desolation. That's the voice of Buzz Aldrin. He missed the earthly reactions to his landing that day, but for the 45th anniversary, he's invited people around the world to share their memories of the moon landing using the hashtag Apollo45 on a new YouTube channel and Twitter. Hundreds of tweets and videos have gone up, including one from Neil deGrasse Tyson. The famous astrophysicist was 10 years old.
So there we are, and I say to myself, okay, it's fine. Walked on the moon. I now expect this to be a routine occurrence. If not daily, certainly monthly, several times a year.
It didn't become routine. NASA's Apollo program ended after just 6 landings. But for many, Apollo 11 was an event that demonstrated the power of the human spirit. We spoke with Buzz Aldrin about that day 45 years ago and the spirit that sent him into space.
My father's an early aviator, had my first flight with him at age 2. Now, despite the fact that I got sick on the flight, I still enjoyed it, I believe.
He graduated from West Point, became a U.S. Air Force combat pilot, then earned a doctorate from MIT. Edwin Aldrin was selected to be an astronaut by NASA in 1963. And on July 16, 1969, Buzz Aldrin, Commander Neil Armstrong, and Lunar Module pilot Michael Collins lifted off on Apollo 11. Within 4 days, they were in orbit around the moon. And while they'd practiced descending to the lunar surface thousands of times...
Okay, bye. Okay.
1202 alarm.
We got some disturbing program alarms that we didn't really understand.
They called down to Houston.
And they said, you're go on those alarms.
Okay, retro, go.
Fido, go.
Guide,
go.
Control,
go.
And then when we got down to about 100 feet, fuel quantity light came on, and we heard Charlie Duke in Mission Control say,
60 seconds.
60 seconds, while still being 100 feet above the surface, I was getting a little apprehensive. But, of course, I didn't want to disturb my commander to the left, because he was looking out and manually controlling things.
They were 10 feet above the surface of the moon with just 30 seconds of fuel. You can hear concern in the voice of NASA's ground controllers. But Buzz Aldrin says... aboard the lunar lander.
It was smooth, and we could see the dust blowing up, and we touched down, and as soon as that happens, I see a light on the instrument panel, and I say contact light, because Neil is looking out the window, and then engine stop. Then Neil says, Houston, Tranquility Base, the Eagle has landed.
Tranquility Base here, the Eagle has landed.
Those words became plain, unintended poetry for the space age. The crew of Apollo 11 returned to Earth as heroes, but life at regular gravity could be tough for Buzz Aldrin.
My first biography, written in 73, was not Journey to the Moon. It was Return to Earth, because for me, that was the more difficult task. Disappointment, depression that was inherited began to take its toll, and that led to alcoholism.
He's now been sober for 35 years and has dedicated much of his life to exploration. And while he's disappointed that man no longer voyages to the moon, he's glad Apollo 11 confirmed the boldness of human endeavor.
Well, it certainly gave us hope that the big ocean of space could be traversed with degrees of confidence, and not only the dreams of the moon, but asteroids further out or closer in. and eventually reaching a point where we could conceive of landing humans on Mars.
Buzz Aldrin, speaking from Earth, 45 years after he and Neil Armstrong landed on the moon and made outer space a part of our world. And on tomorrow's weekend edition, we hear from another astronaut about his moon mission, Alan Bean, the fourth man to walk on the lunar surface.
I would say I had zero philosophical thoughts at that time. I was operating on a time checklist, as we'd been trained to do, to try to maximize every really minute on the moon.